are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What is up? Week 9 is in the books, and if Friday's show or Thursday's show was my Jordan flu game, I feel like death. I've been at the doctor this afternoon. My lovely wife's bringing me antibiotics home, but the show must go on. If you can tell by the puffiness of my eyes, the pollen has not been good to old Grissom over here. Q, Smitty, how's y'all's weekend?
Anyways, it was great. Finally bounced back. Had a 15-4 weekend. I needed it. But I lost a couple that I thought I should have had.
Yeah, good weekend. 11-5 on gambling. And I'm right with you. As you can hear my voice and the allergies, the pollen in the air has kicked up my allergies over the last week also, Matt.
Weak bodies.
We've got a new number one team in Texas A&M. They just looked absolutely dominant this weekend. Hats off to them. They dethroned the Razorbacks, which I'm surprised Arkansas didn't fall further. I might have to put Clemson, Tennessee, although Clemson did lose their series to an unranked NC State team, right? So I can see why they fell. Oregon State still right up there, even though they dropped one. That ended up being the heartbreaker because I think we all had them correlated in a parlay or something. Tennessee still looking strong, though. The top four teams, all SEC. What are your immediate thoughts right now? Because I can tell you mine. Kentucky at 40-1 on DK, being the number three team in the country. Time will tell how their schedule goes on. But as my five-year-old here is going to try to get my attention, I'll let you guys kind of give your recap here over the updated top 25.
I like the top 10. I would flip. I think Tennessee is their best team in the country. I know Kentucky's got one more win, but I think in pure dominance, Tennessee just is all-encompassing. They have the power, which Kentucky doesn't. They can hit and play small ball. They have, you know, a powerhouse lineup. They're on the mound. I mean, they're missing guys like Russell due to injury, and they're still dominating. You know, I just – to me, Tennessee is a more complete team than Kentucky, and I'm sure I'll get trounced on that. And I'll get to the Gators in a second. But I don't see how Kentucky's ahead of Tennessee personally. But outside of that, I think the top 10 is pretty solid.
Smitty. Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, and I like Kentucky, so I will say that. I am a fan of Kentucky baseball. That's all I'm going to say there. But I really like this Tennessee team. I've been saying it, and they've played really well lately. And like you said, they have the arms. They can hit. They can score runs. You know, Oregon State did lose that one. And, yeah, that was one. The Oregon, both teams got me yesterday. I needed both of them yesterday. But Clemson, a little disappointed their weekend. You know, you got East Carolina hanging around. They're coming here. And, you know, North Carolina, what's their home? I saw today up to 26. 7 in a row at home, I think, or something. New school record, so good for them.
I think the biggest thing, too, is these odds have kind of been lagging as far as, like, okay, a team shoots up and then it takes a week or two for the odds to follow. I guess Clemson has been the latest one that I think you could still get them at, like, 30-1. It was 25. I know, Q, you did it with Duke earlier in the season. Is there anything right now that you can extract some value in? If you think, all right, this team has a legit chance of making it to Omaha, and from there, you know, you may have some potential to hedge. Do you see any team that sticks out to you right now that if you didn't have any futures bets on, you would say they're worth taking a look at?
I don't know. I mean, I would feel more confident if you could find a to make the College World Series. I think this East Carolina team, man, it just kind of seems like it's their year. Their pitching has been phenomenal. One, 2, and 3 on their starters. The offense seems a little more explosive this year than it has in the past. They just seem to win at home. And if they can just keep that home momentum going through the playoffs, there's no reason that they can. And depending on who they would have to travel on the road, they're a team that can be pesky. And but to win the College World Series, I mean, I look at the odds. I just don't see – if you didn't get preseason value on some of these teams, I mean, A&M dropped, Arkansas dropped, Tennessee. I just don't see it right now. I mean, if you're sitting on a ticket and as we get to regionals, you kind of want to double down because, you know, maybe Arkansas is still hanging around 6-1 and you feel like that's the team, you know, to beat, then sure, double down on it since you already have it. But value-wise, realistically, I don't see any value. That's just my opinion.
Smitty, anything?
Yeah, I kind of agree. You know, I didn't really jump in and like you guys really did with a lot of bets at the beginning of the year. But there's just, to me, looking at this, I only have a set couple teams that I really think can win it this year. I think there's some teams that just aren't that good. I mean, they're ranked, but I just don't know how far they can go.
Personally, I think last year, you know, you had your four teams. I think we're actually starting to see that again. I think it just started a little later in the season. Like last year, we knew off the jump it was Wake Forest, LSU, Florida, you know, Arkansas, and maybe one other. This year, they were just eating each other alive for the first, you know, 2 months. And you are starting to see A&M separate themselves with Arkansas, and I even put Tennessee in that. Oregon State, they're weird. They're like in between that top three, but better than the rest. They're kind of in their own class. But outside of that, like, teams are just losing to each other. They're beating up on each other. Like, nobody's really separating themselves out of those top three, to A&M, Arkansas, and Tennessee, in my opinion.
And one thing I did do this week is I compared Circa's odds to DraftKings. Y'all have probably had enough of me giving credit to Jeff Davis over at Circa for the work he does, but use his lines. I mean, I guarantee you put them head-to-head against DraftKings odds makers for college baseball, Jeff's going to beat them. So if Jeff has one team, for instance, Kentucky, 28-1, yet you can get them 40-1 on DraftKings, that may be worth a bet. Always shop around, compare odds, make sure you're getting the best number. I can't tell you that enough. Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, they're like the hottest team in college baseball. You don't want a little ticket on them to continue this run into Omaha?
I just don't know offensively if they can power through. I mean, they're not elite. They have really good pitching, and they have, but to me, I just think they're going to play on the road, and to have to do that is tough. I mean, yeah, if you throw 10, 20 bucks on it, sure, but I don't know. I've always, yeah.
Hey,
a little pizza money. 85-1 to 200-1.
Hey, give credit to Arizona's coach. Yeah, we thought their team was going to suck, and here they are, 21 team in the country at this point in the season.
Yeah, what night was that cue when they were down? I think they scored like 8 in the bottom of the ninth to come back and
it
win.
It was Friday night.
Friday night, yeah, okay. Yeah,
well, Friday or Saturday.
Well, we'll move on to the 3-up, 3-down. Kentucky is my up. I got to give credit where credit is due. The Wildcats look good. And because apparently we just shit on Kentucky, I will jump on the bandwagon. I owe you guys a big apology. We stole your basketball coach, and now it looks like you're trying to steal the number one spot in college baseball, which now you got to go through A&M too. But I think Kentucky, with the trajectory that they're on, they deserve all the credit. You've swept Auburn, Georgia, Missouri. No, wait, y'all lost a game to Missouri. You also lost a series to Kennesaw State, so we're not going to completely overlook that. But you did sweep Alabama. Congratulations. And Ole Miss. For my down, it should come as no surprise. It's the Florida Gators. This team, my, how the mighty have fallen. I'm sorry, Q. Let me know where to send the roses. I'll prepare a eulogy. This team is dead. I'm sorry.
I don't disagree. Can I just say this? The team that isn't dead is the team that was down 7 runs in the 8th and 9th inning Saturday night and just miraculously started roping the ball. And then the team that played on Sunday, like, why can't that team come every week? That's the team that we have seen, but they just, I don't know what.
So inconsistent.
Yeah, the talent's there. We see it. They just can't win the games. And, yeah. and bottom line, they're losing. So there's nothing I could say to defend them anymore. I will say this. It was good to see Pierce Kapala pitch. I mean, that was a highlight of the weekend. I mean, coming out of 2 years of not pitching, I didn't think he looked terrible. He's going to build on it, and it sounds like he's going to remain kind of that – what Brady Tiger did last year throughout the season. He'll start two innings, stretch it to four, maybe five by the end. But it was that was a refreshing sight. But, yeah, they're dead.
All right, Smitty. Or Q, do your three up, three down.
A&M, I mean, they just – they're just waxing teams. You know, they right now, you know, again, they played Vanderbilt, and I'll talk about them. I even said on the show, like, Vanderbilt to have to go from Alex Box Stadium to College Station's tough. You know, I didn't think the offense was sustainable this year. They had a really hot run. I think you're starting to see that cool off. Get the real Vanderbilt team that they are, elite pitching, average hitting team. But A&M's just destroying their schedule. To me, like, when you look at them and, you know, Kentucky, they have similar records. They'll wax Kentucky. They'll wax, you know, just about anybody in the country. They have the pitching, Prager, Lampkin, and I'm missing the other guy. I can't
Tanner think of Jones.
It. Tanner Jones. They're all electric. Bullpens looked really great. Offensively, they're just mashing the ball. It's like a home run derby for them. And then my down, Vanderbilt. Again, they give up too many home runs. It was an issue, you know, even in the LSU series, they were giving up some shots early on. And they have power pitchers, but sometimes they leave the ball up, and obviously that's their Achilles heel. They're going to get hit. The problem is can the offense sustain comebacks? No, they can't, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing an offense that lacks power for the Commodores, and it's starting to hurt them. So they're a decent team. I'm not saying they're going to go to Omaha, but we're starting to see kind of last year's version, in my opinion.
Smitty.
Yeah, Tennessee, you know, we talked about they were scoring a lot of runs in that Auburn series. Two straight weekends, they played well. They lost one to Auburn, but they took care of business against LSU. Again, great. They got good arms. They can hit the ball, playing well right now. So Tennessee is my up. And I'm going to go with Dallas Baptist. I mean, that's two straight weekends in a row. Two out of three they've lost. A week ago, it was Western Kentucky. You know, again, a good Western Kentucky team. I think they have 25 wins right now on the season, but they played Air Force this past weekend. And Air Force is usually a pretty good, scrappy team, but they're under 500, and they lost two out of three to them. So Dallas Baptist is my down this week.
All right. And there is a new king of the SEC right now. It pays to go bold. All right. Ole Miss, sweep with Tennessee. South Carolina, those are three that really helped me out. Hindsight, I mean, now that I'm a Kentucky fan, I've got to pick them to sweep because it didn't work out for me when I did it for Arkansas. I'll never do that again. Even if I think that they will, I'll never pick the Razorbacks to sweep an SEC opponent on the road. I told y'all at the show, on the show, that it was so hard to win. Went against my better judgment. Granted, I still would have thought we'd win the series, but hats off to Bama, man. Zane Adams came in, was that yesterday, and pitched his ass off. What, eight scoreless innings or seven scoreless innings?
He's a true freshman also.
Just absolute stud. It would be nice to see him in a LSU or
– he'll transfer.
He'll be in a uniform next year. Yeah. Smitty, what happened?
I'll tell you, I think the crown looks a lot better on me, but that's okay. So congrats.
You got 3 points. You got 3 points last weekend. Q got four.
It's tough.
Man.
Yeah, just brutal. Yeah. Well, you know, I dominated for 2 weeks. It's tough to dominate for 3 weeks. So come on.
Your shoulders are getting tired.
Come on. Mr. SEC, Todd Smith. Let's go.
All right. I'm going to let y'all go back to the top 25 real quick. I'm sitting here looking at the upcoming slate, trying to figure out what all games we're going to preview. I'm excited. There's actually some pretty good matchups here. So Thursday, we've got three. We've got A&M at Alabama, North Carolina at NC State, Florida at Vandy, and then the series starting Friday, we have
Florida hosted Vandy. I could be wrong.
No, it's in Nashville.
All right.
Then we'll get a little mid-major action. We've got Coastal Carolina hosting Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns I was just talking about.
Be a hell
about.
Of a series.
Yeah. Tennessee, Kentucky, that's going to be a great one. We'll see if – I mean, you got two of the hottest teams in the SEC right there.
Good old Rocky Top.
Put
your hat on, Smitty.
It's going to be a good
Rocky Top hat on.
Little camo. Rocky Top, going to find it.
We've got Florida State, Wake Forest. That should be a good one. I mean, it's a sneaky good slate here. Duke at Virginia Tech. That's another one that we're gonna look at. So,
man, Virginia Tech. I'm excited.
We'll have to do a Wednesday night, Thursday show, something like that. But we will see you guys later on this week. As always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you are checking out the website. Have some fun this week. We've got a couple good midweek games. Arkansas actually hosts Texas Tech in a Tuesday, Wednesday midweek that I'm going to try to make it up to if I can get feeling better. So with that being said, thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you later on this week.